بقية الله في الأراضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to experience the blessings of this month of Ramadan. This is apparently officially the last night of the month of Ramadan. I think we will have programs tomorrow night, I believe, the program, but that will actually be the night of Eid. So it's technically tomorrow's sunset is the end of the month of Ramadan. Shahrullah will be over. It'll be the night of Eid. So this is really the last night of the month of Ramadan that we have before us. We thank him for allowing us to go through this and experience the blessings of this month. Eid al-Fitr is considered to be a great day, a day that according to some of the ahadith that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who have gone through the month of Ramadan. It's the day of rewards. What exactly that means is definitely not the kebabs we have on Eid. Some may have that, some may not have that. There definitely has to be more to it. I'm not sure really what that exactly means. What I can take from it is that the day of Eid is a very important day itself. We usually understand it as a day of celebration, meaning having fun, you know, we dress up and try to wear better clothing and greet each other, get together. Inshallah, we'll have festivities and all of that, which is all great. But there are spiritual aspects to it. It must be. That the hadith saying that we are going to be given the rewards of it, on the rewards of one whole month of worship, and the way that we have receive the descriptions of the month of Ramadan, it must be great. Exactly what, we don't know. One of the things that may be connected, I don't know, this is a connection that comes to mind. There's a hadith from, I believe, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. That the day that God is not disobeyed, we don't commit any sins, that is the day of Eid. Okay. Any day that we don't commit a sin, that's the day of Eid. Connect that to the month of Ramadan being كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Taqwa means to be careful. If you're careful, then that means the least care that we have is we don't commit sins. We've tried for a whole month, inshallah. We've begged him for forgiveness to get rid of the chains that bog us down. When we decide to make that change and not do what he says, what he forbids us from, and to make sure we do what he tells us to, we still have habits, we have problems, there's temper that's not controlled, there's other whims and desires and what have you. All of these things that are there, that even when I decide not to commit sins, before I know it, I've already committed it, God forbid. The month of Ramadan, hopefully we've tried harder. We've begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the nights of Qadr. We've asked Him to change us. If He decides to get rid of those habits, meaning not just forgive the sins of it, but, you know, I don't know, I've never been a smoker, but people who smoke seem to have this thing where there's this real serious craving and urge to have that cigarette that when you want to quit, it's so difficult, right? It is so difficult. I don't know, sin sometimes seems to be like that. You want to quit it, but it just comes back to you. Before you know it, you're already through that situation and we've said what we shouldn't have, done what we shouldn't have, or whatever it is. The month of Ramadan, if we ask Allah and we beg Him to remove that problem that when I come, example that keeps popping into my head is something related to myself, temper, okay? Temper. When I come to that, I forget. This is the problem. When we're in the context of that sin that we are so accustomed to, we lose control, we just forget. We forget. We forget about God. We forget about everything. The only thing I can think of is this guy just drove me crazy, whoever it is, my spouse, my child, whoever it is at the center or outside. I just can't see anything before. I have to say something or do something about this. Right? I don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't remember the Ahlul Bayt. I don't remember that the Imam of my time is watching me. Okay? And that problem, if that is taken care of, and so when I come across that similar situation again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps me before I say, that little pause there, reminder, wait. To be able to do that a little disconnect with the habit of sin. If Allah, we've asked Him in the month of Ramadan, we've tried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gift the ones who really tried with their reward, which is that they will obtain that quality of taqwa. They won't commit any more sin. And the day of Eid will be an actual day of Eid, as Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, says. And hopefully it'll be the first day of Eid, meaning it's not the only day of Eid. It's not the only day that God is not disobeyed by us. Rather, it's the beginning and the following days. We are able to avoid sin and move in a direction where we're getting closer and closer. Sin to us starts making a different sense. There's a story, I don't want to say this in a way where we're encouraging what was actually done. I'm trying to make a point. Some of you, at least I know, have heard this. They say one day after the revolution, Imam Khomeini was in the kitchen, he was having watermelon. And it was probably a hot, sunny day. And he was having watermelon in the kitchen. One of the guards, he wanted to have some. I guess people that's closer, he wanted to have some. Imam Khomeini said, no, this is not for you. He said, you know what? You're having watermelon, you're not giving me any. He said, look, it's not what you think it is. Don't try it. He insisted, Imam Khomeini said, okay. He had a spoon. It was so salty, so extremely salty. He wished he would have never taken a bite of that thing. Imam Khomeini was forcing himself to have this. And according to the account, the person asked, so, you know, what's going on? Imam Khomeini said, when I saw this, for a second, I forgot about God. I got so drawn to this watermelon, and the cool and sweet. I just forgot about everything. The only thing I could think of was the watermelon. Okay, there's no, you look at any risala you want, regardless of which marja or what era, no one will say forgetting about God is a sin. Okay, it's not haram. But if a person has mastered this step and they've gone beyond simply not doing muharramat, obvious muharramat, and doing all of their wajibat, then other things become sins for them. They realize, and there's a saying for it, I don't know if it's a hadith or if it's a saying from ulama and hukama and wise people, حسنات الأبرار سيئات المقربين. the good deeds even of the abrar, of good people, righteous people, regular good people, are actually considered sins for the muqarrabin. Okay. Muqarrab, if the muqarrab, the one who's closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does what the good person is doing as a good deed, that would be constituting as a sin for them. And so these are all telling us that, reminders that there is much for us to try to move towards. The month of Ramadan is coming to an end. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to receive that great blessing of His. I don't think I can pinpoint anything better than this, being able to reach a stage where we don't commit sins at all. That's a huge step in the right direction, a very important one. Of course, it's a huge beginning step. We're saying there's a lot more. Hopefully we understand that, and through the blessings of the month of Ramadan, we are encouraged to move forward and get beyond this first step, inshallah. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Him to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Him to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. Oh Allah, we all have hajat, we have needs. Spiritual needs are obviously more important. We neglect them. Oh Allah, we ask You on this night, this last night of Your month, that You have had us as guests in Your presence, that You gift us with the spiritual blessings that we are aware of and the ones that we are not aware of, and all the other, the halal rizq in abundance, so that we don't need anyone else to support us, to help us. Give all those who are in debt, especially to the banks, the ability to pay off their debt and they don't have those troubles to deal with, and all other troubles and difficulties that members of our community worldwide are facing. Ya Allah, we ask You, by the right of this month, by the right of Laylatul Qadr, by the right of the 12th Imam, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, that You grant all of us all of those great gifts of this month, inshallah, and You relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa alihi rahimallah man qara' al-fatihata ma'as salawat. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها